We're at our next Star 89.9 Michael's Jewelers acoustic session, and we are so excited to welcome to the Orange Ale House Grill and Burger Bar none other than Rachel Platten.
Wow, great to see you.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Go ahead, you start. I know you have a million things. Go.
Well, I know that you've been running around all day today, but thank you so much. This must be interesting for you to be kind of like back in your backyard throughout the whole, you know, New England area after so much has happened.
Yeah, it's cool. My sister got married on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
In Boston. Thank you. So that's why I'm home, and it's been a really amazing, tiring weekend. I was a maid of honor, so it was like,
that's great.
But it's cool. It's nice to be back at home.
Wait a minute. Okay, this is far off my plan of anything that I was going to ask, but we're like almost the same age. So I'm 35.
You're not going to tell her that you're the same person like you do everybody else,
no.
Are you?
No. So my sister's getting married in August, and I'm the matron of honor. I know you're married too. Didn't you feel a little old having to do it? Like, I look at all the young girls, and I was like, all right, I got a good 10 years on these chicks.
No, I mean, my sister's 32.
Oh, okay.
And no, not at all.
Really?
I was just happy to be next to her.
That was
and
just
like
me?
I was honored. Yeah, honestly. No, I didn't.
Did you
maybe
have
I should
to
have.
Do,
I don't know.
Like the real work? Did you have to like come up with the party games and stuff like that? Or you were just like, I'm flying in.
She's super
I've been busy.
Cool. Both. Like a little bit of both. She's super cool. Like she didn't want any of that. We went to a really nice hotel and like did spa stuff for her bachelorette. She's just like a super warm, wonderful person. So her friends are all reflect that, and they're cool. We went to Magic Castle on the Friday night of her bachelor party. You guys know what that is?
No, what's Magic Castle?
It's like an invitation only club in LA that is magicians. It's like magicians walk around and they do close up magic. And then there's magic shows, and it sounds really, really lame.
No.
So weird.
Sounds amazing. Cool, but yet strange.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's really, and you have to dress up. Like, the guys have to wear suits. You'll get kicked out if you're not wearing suits. And it's at this old castle. So it's super creepy and like and really fun.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds like everything I want.
That sounds like the stuff that you like to do. So Anna likes to do these things, and she actually thought it was a great idea one time when a company came up with a concept, but we'll get to that in a minute. Anna likes to go to the city, get picked up, have no idea where she's going, and then get like locked in a room.
No, like interactive theater.
That's
like,
what
you know,
she loves that stuff.
Sleep No More, like all that kind of stuff.
I loved Sleep No More.
Right.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that's fun.
She actually thought it would be a great idea when a company said on April Fool's Day that they were going to kidnap you from the street in New Haven and throw you in a van.
You and your significant other. I thought it'd be romantic for my husband and I. I thought it'd be romantic.
It's like a real idea.
Your husband's like sweating even thinking. So I really hope they don't follow through.
All right, let's get back on track a little bit. Let's talk about Better Place, new single out. Okay, a lot of controversy going on in the office. The guys make fun of me because they always say I'm cold and dark. But the minute I heard that song, I cried. And it wasn't for my husband. It was for my daughter.
Yeah.
And they said that it had has nothing to do with children. It's all your significant other.
No, actually, they're wrong. I mean, I have heard from a lot of people that I love her face right now. I've heard from a lot of people that this song has made them think of their child, and I completely understand that. I wrote it about my younger sister and her husband now, but
see, that's adult stuff.
But it's not only romantic love. Like, it's kind of the idea that anyone can lighten up your world and remind you that things don't have to be so heavy. And whether that's romantic love or the love of your child or your parent, it's all comes down to the same thing, which is love.
When is the love for your daughter going to make you a better person? I mean,
it does make me a better person. Not to you, but to her.
Before this time coming home, when was the last time you were home?
I don't know. Maybe last month? It wasn't that long ago. My grandmother's a little sick right now, and we're really close. So I've been trying to come home recently so that I can see her and be there.
I was thinking to myself, I'm like, the bus is out front. They're like, we don't have time for this today. You have to play in Hartford twice. You're going to be in Bridgeport after that.
I
like,
know.
What you would go into your house and grab if you had, like, 1 minute, you know?
Ooh, right now?
Right.
Well, do you guys know what kombucha is?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's like this probiotic fermented
the
tea.
Not cake.
I take the probiotic
It's like,
pill.
It's from a health store, yeah. But you can get it at Whole Foods and stuff. And it is so delicious and really refreshing. And it's been a long day, so maybe I'd have one of those right now. There's one of those in my refrigerator at home. It sounds so good right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's strange and actually disturbing. I have a speed round, so if
wait, one more.
Right.
Do it.
For that one, I got to go to my notes.
All right, before the speed round, now it's kind of widely accepted that Justin Bieber is probably one of the biggest lyrical geniuses of our time. And I know that you've been performing Love Yourself a lot out.
I do that on tour, yeah.
Yeah, so what connection do you have with Justin Bieber when it comes to those lyrics?
Well, he and I are very similar. I think that's clear. Mm-hmm. Same kind of story. you know, took us a long time to make it. We really appreciated our fame. Okay. I don't know.
You're also a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, it was
super
easy for me when I was 7.
Usher,
I just like made a fart noise and everyone was like, she's brilliant.
Oh my God.
No, I think that Justin is really talented and I love that song, especially. I know Ed Sheeran wrote it, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a great song. I loved performing it. And I think the lyrics are really cool. It's like, it is empowering in a way. Yeah. I mean, I know he's not meaning to be, but I think it's dope because it's like, hey, someone's not there for you. Go love yourself.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Speed round?
Go for it.
Ready, here we go. All right, name it. You call your homies in Newtown Mass.
Mush.
Mush, all right.
I don't really call them that.
No? But is that what people call people?
Yeah, that's what
like
people
if
call
I was
people.
Like in Bill Rick or like
that's
whatever,
what people
be
call
like
people.
Guy or
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, it's like
I mean?
Only Newton, yeah, right. Okay.
All right, tell us how you would park your car in the garage in your best Lowell Mass accent.
Park my car in the garage in Lowell.
That's it, you just straight ahead. You just
I'm going to tag it later. I'm going to fucking, yeah.
You've been all over the place right now. Give us one stereotype that's true, like the Swiss love chocolate, Connecticut people are rich, really.
People in Japan are extremely organized and polite.
They are.
Super.
Huh. Okay. See that? I didn't know that. I learned something.
Nice.
That's impressive.
Yeah. How can I follow up anything after?
No. Boom, you can. I'm going to drop the mic.
Yeah.
Don't, they're expensive. Rachel Platten, Star Acoustic.
Do it.